Michael Basham here, standing by for live transmission. We are going to a cosmological understanding of the gospel and these end-time events. So stay tuned and keep your arms and hands inside the vehicle at all times. And don't forget to share and like and comment and every good thing you can possibly do for the broadcast. We'll be right back. Hallelujah. This is how we go live. We are going live on multiple platforms, and I must push the buttons. It takes a long time. Hallelujah. Here, listen to this song from my friend Justin. It's called Prophet. It's a warning song to America. Hallelujah. 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 I hope you guys got your spiritual starship keys all ready to ignite into the universe of God. Because he's calling you to a higher destiny than what this world has for you. This world, oh my, don't get me started on this world with all of our revolutions happening around the world. People are waking up to the globalists. We're sick and tired of these people stamping on our heads. Well, I'll tell you, that's nothing new. That's something from the ancient times, from Egypt until today, my friends. It is something that's been going on for a long time. And it's going to keep happening because as long as there are tyrants, there will be people who will rise up against them. And we're all for that. I'm 100% pro-freedom. You know, I love my freedoms. Don't you take my freedom, my freedom. Don't you dare. I'm not going to be a slave. Ain't no siree, Bob. I'm not going to be a slave for nobody. Except for Jesus. I'm a waiter for Jesus. It says, wait upon the Lord. And I'm no stranger to the food service industry. And I'm employing all those tactics to Jesus. And Jesus likes his special coffee. And he likes his pancakes cooked a certain way. And you better know your client. You better know your customer. Amen. All right, we've sent out our email to Send in Blue Campaign. faithbucks@proton.me is my email if you'd like to join us there to be notified when we go live. Also Patreon. Also, you can support us via, what the heck is that Nazi platform? Oh yeah, PayPal. And we're working on getting Bitcoin going too. Hallelujah. Bitcoin, not to invest, to make lots of money. Because I don't trust Bitcoin. But you can use it as kind of like a PayPal type thing, or, you know, for transferring some funds. Speaking of funds, God has unlimited power available to you in the spirit. We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. And those witnesses long to pour into you. Yes, you. So what are you waiting for? Why not just tune into the spirit realm? I've been getting a lot of downloads. I think there's something going on with the islands. Remember, the Bible says that the nations are less than a drop in the bucket to him. But that being said, there's still a lot of Bible that talks about the nations. So God loves the world. He loves people. And sometimes he has to kick the butt of wicked nations. So the song we just played by Justin Spirit about woe unto America, that is really coming true today. But that's not really for like Christian communities, you know, homesteaders and people just trying to make ends meet, Christian families. It's really for the wicked. It's really for those that have forsaken God and they don't want anything to do with God. And this nation has publicly declared that it wants nothing to do with God. So screw this nation, if that's what it is. But that's not the real America. You know, the spirit force, the seventh branch of the military, of the United States military, the Constitution written for all men to provide a means of government and living that is outside tyranny, that deals with the imperfections, the fallibilities of humankind, that is for all men. And we are sending out this signal to see if anybody out there resonates with the idea of serving God more than serving yourself. Even your own personal needs, your own family. We're sending out this signal to see if anybody out there wants to be a disciple for Jesus and not serve the world and not serve the garbage system. The stars are speaking. There are time-space changes taking place. And I posted to some stuff, I guess, Patreon, if you have the link on the email there. I make most of my Patreon posts are public. I thank you all that have been very, very sweet and generous via Patreon. We are creating level 99 Jedi armies of the spirit of the New Jerusalem there. And you're welcome to help us do that if you want, or send us a direct PayPal donation via PayPal spiritforce01@gmail.com. And if you guys want to support us in any other way, art or contributing via sharing the streams, or if you have a prophecy or a prayer for us, feel free to send that. But I have a picture of my old Mitsubishi. I've been looking at old pictures and thinking, wow, God is so faithful with our family, our adventures. And then I thought, you know, the vehicles that God has provided, it's very interesting how different vehicles have kind of come and gone, and motorcycles and cars, and they've been presented to me in gifts, a lot of free cars, a lot of donations that just were sent towards trucks in Hawaii, or a motorcycle here or there, or a free scooter. And this Mitsubishi Lancer, in pristine, perfect condition, at least the exterior, the interior needed some work, but I had a dream of this car, and then literally it rolled up into my parking lot in Taiwan, and then I was like, hey, I had a dream of that car. I didn't have a car at the time. And then a few months later, the owner said, hey, you want that car? I'll sell it to you for super cheap. And I was like, sure. I got it for $1,000. Perfect condition Mitsubishi Lancer, low miles. Really fun, zippy race car. It's in that anime Initial D, if you know what that is. But I thought, how God provides for all your needs so that you can cease striving and know that he is God. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Stop worrying about your life, what you're going to drive, how are you going to pay your mortgage, how you're going to even deal with, like, where are my kids going to go to school, all of it. I think it's time that we let go of the garbage of the world trying to overtake our life of faith. It's garbage. I don't care if it's good or bad. It's still garbage compared to the sweet bliss of knowing him and seeking him. And I say that with love for all of you. I'm not judging anybody. I'm not thinking about anybody but myself. You know, anything that supersedes the love relationship between you and God is garbage, period. And once you secure that love relationship with Jesus Christ, then you can zoom back out and look back down and see your life and see what God has given you and be like, okay, all right, baby. Oh, yeah. This is good. Oh, baby. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Somebody in a nice Tesla is rolling by the studio right now, kind of like making this moment even cooler. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Discipleship. Forsake all. Live for God. Live by faith. That is the number one message of this transmission, if you're listening. Whether you're on the TikTok stream, I've got a TikTok going on one of my phones here. Spirit Force, or Spirit Wars, sorry, on TikTok. And all the links are on faithbucks.com. Check us out there.
Check us out.
No, check out what the Lord is doing. Let me reset that stream there. Burbity, burbity. So, what is happening in the celestial heavens? The stars are speaking right now. There are eclipses. There are comets. There are things outside of this time world that are taking place. Dreams, visions. God has been giving me dreams where I get to travel into beyond time and space and become like a tour guide. And I'm showing people the future where some kind of a cataclysm is taking place. And there were lightning bolts and there were horses running around in this beautiful, like, Irish countryside kind of a setting. And these lightning bolts were hitting everywhere, just endless torrential lightning bolts. The horses were freaking out. It would have been a beautiful sight if it wasn't so catastrophic. And then suddenly the Holy Spirit spoke through me and I told my tour, I said, all who see these lightnings shall perish. None shall survive that shall see this. And I was speaking about there were comets coming, like miniature comets coming to rain upon the earth after these lightnings. And it would just decimate this area that was witnessing this. And then it switched, and we were suddenly in the millennial reign of Christ, and there were roads, and there were cars, and there were places of transport that had teleporting gateways where you would be driving in a desert, and then you would drive through a portal, and then you were driving in like an oasis, like a tropical place, and then you would go through another portal, and suddenly you were in a snowy landscape, and then you'd go through another portal, and suddenly you were underwater in like an underwater tube, and you could see the fish, and it was you would drive, but you would be teleported as you drove to different areas. So it was very inspiring. It wasn't like a long, monotonous drive. It was very exciting and inspiring. So within that short span of time, God was showing me, yes, there's cataclysm coming, but there's also the reign of Christ and the millennial reign, where we won't have to, whoa, we got to take over the capital. Oh, we got to, you know, this stuff in Brazil is very dangerous. It's very amazing news. The media is spinning it and twisting it and ignoring it as much as they can, because they're controlled by the communist takeover government of America, which is basically a communist government right now. Let's just be honest. I mean, America does not exist anymore. It's just a godless, communist, lying, stealing, destructive, twisted, pedophile promoting, no borders, just, and everybody's on government handouts and food stamps. And hey, off and on, we've been on food stamps. I mean, I understand. It's like, it's just right there. It's like free bread. Come get it. But this mentality of you can just sit at home, smoke marijuana, and play video games and watch Netflix all day. Meanwhile, they want you sedated so that they can take your wealth and your country and ever getting to a place where you don't need that. Okay, and that's extremely obvious to anybody that has a brain. Especially if you've been looking at past history. But I don't want to primarily focus on that. I want you to see that God has these signs in the sky. There are comets coming. There's eclipses. There was, in 2017, a great eclipse that cut America in half. There was also in, it was September of 2017, I believe, as well, the sign in the sun and the moon and the stars of the woman being persecuted by the dragon, giving birth to the man-child. And that was also designated as a time stamp of God is about to do something very big in our generations, and certainly he has. I was messaged by a dear friend, X-Zounds! We had a good conversation off and on via text. I want to put a shout-out to him. Thank you for all the prayers. Pray for Tina. She's going through some cancer stuff, and we just expect her to be completely healed, and have some other prayer requests here to pull up as well. But it's just that if you recognize the signs in the sky and the times, you won't be so caught off guard when it finally does hit and you're like, whoa, why did God not protect America from Russia and China? Oh, well, we rejected God completely. There's articles here about 6G being able to use humans as a source of power. And that's why, of course, everybody's getting injected with graphene, because it makes your blood full of this graphene conductive resource of 6G, which is coming soon, to absolutely start to infect you, not with just blood clots. They don't care if a lot of you die, but to make you also conductive towards a power source, literally the Matrix. Probably even better if they can get you in a Matrix pod. But that is coming. And I have some other prayer requests here. Let me pull them up.
I shall return in just a moment. Hallelujah. May you be strong in Jesus. Call forth your angelic battalions to stand strong with us. Hallelujah. We'll be right back.
gotta love this music.
You like pork fried rice? You like egg drop soup? We have special today.
All right. If you're not listening via the podcast, you're not going to hear the goofy Chinese music. It's like Chinese restaurant music in the background. Personally, I like these soundtracks because some of them are really, they like get you going.
They're like, yeah, call forth your spiritual armies. Yeah, baby.
Woo.
Yeah, baby. Revving up those spirit engines, boy. What are you doing playing video games?
You need to call forth your angels, spirit helpers, even altars if you got them. Altars with an A-L-T-A-R-S spelling, of course. Holy altars. They say if you want something done right, you got to do it yourself. So sometimes God gives you access to his cloning facilities and you can just clone yourself and get a lot done if you were the right man for the job. If not, you need help. You need other people with the expertise. God created the bride as a body of believers that we all unify, and celestially, we're going to take the stars back from the fallen angels. The stars, the term star is interchangeable with the term angel in the Bible. And the fallen ones, they think of them like the false governments of these various star systems. When you look into the sky, you're thinking, oh, these are pretty stars. They twinkle, twinkle. Ooh, it's such a pretty twinkles. Hey, kids, you see the stars? Aren't they nice? Yes. Okay, let's go watch a movie now. Okay, bye, stars. Good night. No, the stars are these literal fireballs of life-giver energy sources surrounded by planets, worlds, if you will. C.S. Lewis gave us a peek into this with the silent planet and Perlandria, and those might as well be true visuals of what the universe actually is like versus Marvel Guardians of the Galaxy nonsense of just stupefying space and making other worlds and cultures just poo-poo and pee-pee and silly and gaga and a lot of photoshopping and sometimes funny but mostly bad writing, making a silly joke out of God's creation and the variety that he provides. I mean, just as the earth is filled with animals of all kinds of beautiful design, and even within certain species there's a variety and there's a different nature to a different dog, even of the same breed, so God has made the stars full of life, full of other planets and worlds and cultures and histories and just myriads, uncountable amounts of life. And I've had visions of this, and I don't have time to get into the details of it, but basically the bride of Christ, the end time church, the family of God, the redeemed part of humanity, the epoch, the apex of which will be the bride of Christ, submitted to her husband, bringing forth fruit, lasting fruit. The reason Satan was so jealous is that the destiny of the immortal saved humankind is to possess the heavens under God. And that is being done in an illegal way right now via the space programs, the secret space programs, but will also one day be replaced by the bride of Christ, the redeemed of the Lord, the millennial saints, the ones that rule and reign with a rod of iron, who have a new name given to them on a white stone. A lot of mysterious prophecies there in the book of Revelation, which you should read regularly. And we don't have time to get into that, but essentially the signs in the sky shouldn't be this faraway thing. Oh, this prophecy, that thing, that feast. These are your destiny. These are your future. You are going to become a possessor of these incredible celestial objects under God. You need eternal life, not just to like continue to buy more properties and be a landowner on earth and become like the next
elite family, Illuminati family. You are going to actually travel the stars, not as a tourist, but as a planetary cultivator, as a terraformer. Hey, well, we noticed you got some nice moon rocks out there in Quantum City 7, and we'd like to terraform those and turn them into some habitable planets. Notice how Hollywood gives us a scary picture of space colonization. The only really good movies about space colonies are horror movies. So if you can stomach watching the Alien series, the sagas of Alien, you know, the movies of Ripley and the space colonists on Aliens, the second one by James Cameron. James Cameron actually made a horror movie called Aliens before Avatar. That you would see the upside down vision of colonies of humans seeding the stars. It talks about in the Bible, seeding the heavens of other children of other folds. There are actual humans on other planets that also need to hear the gospel and are in league with us somehow. And this is from numerous sources. I know it sounds so... It's like, why are we talking about this? How does this affect my life? Because you need to have a vision beyond just like, I'm surviving and paying the bills and, oh no, we lost America and now we're all going to die. No, the gospel of the kingdom is so great. It's so big. The immortality that is presented to you via believing in the Lord Jesus Christ sets you so far above all the secret, weird Illuminati space program, super soldier program garbage that, let's just admit, I'm sure even Michael Casbolt, James Casbolt, would say a lot of what he went through is just total garbage, Illuminati garbage. Holly Baglio, a lot of our other friends that have been a part of these programs where they have child sacrifice going on different moons of Saturn and whatever. And it's terrible to even think about it. Well, the church, the end time church, is going to possess the cosmos. And this battle on Earth is merely a test. And that's why I look at just the journey and the different cars that God's given us to get where we need to go and the adventures. It is insane. It is exciting. It is something I'm finding difficulty to find correct vocabulary to tell you. Consider why the ancients were obsessed with astrology, with looking into this cosmological, just spectacular scroll of the skies and the information, and that the wise men of the East and the kings, they saw and they knew that the King of Kings was going to be born, and Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, these kings knew that their kingdoms would be blessed if they paid homage unto Jesus Christ, born in a barn. Who knows? Maybe the same size as the 10 by 20 barn that we're about to buy. My first house, literally the nativity. Goats living in it at times. I think God is about to do something so big with even this spirit force, which is not something I control, but I'm getting visions of off planet. There's that new Avatar movie, The Way of Water, which I didn't even stomach. I couldn't even watch it. But I've been getting visions very similar to that, about that there are marine kingdoms and spirits, even on Earth. Atlantis, and a lot of ministries talk about water spirits, and they're dirty spirits. They're filthy spirits. We are battling these dirty spirits that seem to have flooded pun intended, the Earth, with just very bizarre, gross perversions. And nothing creative. It's literally perverted. The gay flag, which has hijacked the rainbow flag, and they finally kind of perverted that into, like, it's got brown and gray and should just be the poopy flag. You know, it's like pooping on a rainbow, because that's where you're sticking you're sticking some sexual parts into orifices that should not anyway, I should not go there. God is taking back his creation, the oceans, the beautiful oceans that are used to cleanse a planet, that the salt of the oceans, without the tides and the rhythm of our magnificent, beautiful oceans, there would be such filth and lack of cleanliness. You don't want to live in a planet without an ocean. Look at Mars. Mars ain't doing too good last time I checked. Why does everybody want to move to a giant desert planet? It's a sick planet. You look at Venus with its, like, methane atmosphere. It's just, you want to breathe fart all the time? Well, who knows? Maybe that's just the outer atmosphere. I mean, last I checked, there's only ever, the Russian picture of surface of Venus. I mean, we should be thinking about this stuff, man. It's an entire planet. There are terrible, just devastating pictures of Venus that look horrible. I mean, it's not a good place to live. And who knows what's really there? Maybe there's, like, pockets of life and they just didn't tell anybody. Maybe Perlandria is, like, a real story about some bubble of area of life on Venus. Who knows? But Venera 14 view of the surface of Venus is just like, well, we landed here. There's some volcanic rock here. Okay, that's it. That's all there is to see. There have been photos of the surface of Venus, and they might as well have, like, landed on the big island where the volcano just erupted. It looks just like that. Fascinating to see that, to see a picture of a planet with an atmosphere, even though it looks like giant fart atmosphere. So Earth is a bit of a pearl in the universe, to have a planet that is so balanced and terraformed. Although under a curse, this planet is very precious. And by the way, speaking of Venus, I feel like there's a lot more to Venus, and that's why they've never showed us, like, anything of it, except, like, well, we landed our probe there and took a picture of the dirt, and then it died. There goes $2 billion. Nice job, NASA. Literally, like, look up pictures of Venus. There's hardly anything. Look at Jupiter. Look at Saturn. Look at the moons. Everything looks terrible. Looks like we could never live there, man. Oh, Scoops, how are we ever going to live on this planet, dude?
Oh, maybe I eat Scooby Snacks. I could live on Venus.
Oh, boy, Scoops. I don't think we're going to find enough Scooby Snacks to live on Venus.
Anyway, why are we getting off on this? Because getting off. Why are we breaking off into these topics? Because it's important to think outside the box and to consider that there is real estate on other planets. There is vast tracts of land on the moon. We did a show recently about how China is trying to take over the moon. According to one of the head bosses, the chiefs of NASA, it's very likely that China could just take over the moon. Boom, we didn't really protect the moon enough. China's going to take us over. How are we going to go to moon, Scoops? We don't have enough China Scooby Snacks. All right, we're being silly here, but there are signs in the sky. There is information about the electrical stars. There's an electrical connection that science has tried very hard and worked very hard to cover up. There's a science about the comets, that there is a photon energy of comets. They're not just ice balls. No, ice balls don't glow that hot, baby. That's doesn't make sense. There's some kind of a weird energy to comets. The electrical universe model, which Suspicious Observers via YouTube gets into a great deal. I'm not an astronomer. I'm not a scientist, but I am a suspicious observer, you might say. And it's interesting to see when you take astronomy twice, like I did, and talk to actual astronomers who go to these nice big fat observatories around the world. They're like weird shaman priests.
I know the secrets of the universe. If you would like to know more, you must go to me. I am so smart.
And they get angry when you question the paradigm, the paradigm of this present darkness, because they want to keep you in the dark.
They are very happy you're my followers. I'm not going to tell you the secrets of the universe until you start to pay me many, many monies. I know the secrets of the universe. I will teach you these things if you give me 5,000 MacBook Pros. Then I will tell you what is really on the planet Venus.
Because they are very happy to keep you in the dark. And in the occult and the Illuminati, they know the secrets. Watch 2001 A Space Odyssey, full of Illuminati imagery about AI and about, you know, the ascension of man and the rebirth of man and all kinds of weird stuff, man. And all of the H.R. Giger satanic art that they pooped into the alien movies, which should really be about overcoming and populating other planets, you know, alien resurrection, alien covenant, Prometheus. Well, I think there's a third one actually that Ridley Scott's supposed to make, but they kind of bombed in the box office. These movies are about sending out human colonies into far-flung planets. Shouldn't be science fiction. It should be science goal. I mean, pretty soon, once we defeat the deep state, not by will of man or by power of man, but by the spirit force of God, the deep state shall be vanquished. And then I'm telling you, we will be traveling planets. Just like you jump in your car and you drive to another state, you'll be able to jump in a starship and just fly to another space planet somewhere base. All these movies shadow that future vision. Get Jesus in your heart, be a disciple for God, untether yourself from this world that's crumbling beneath our feet. Go watch 2012 with John Cusack. That's kind of the world right now. Untether yourself from this failing system. Everything is turning against you. Your 401k, your IRS, your government, your local police, your local everything. And if you have the grace, you know, try to run for local office. But most of all, wake up your neighbors. Speak to those that will listen. Understand we are under fire. And in the end, the church will go underground. And we will discover the supernatural power of God to get us through this time. Incredible powers will be given us. Time travel, teleportation, tuning into your angelic support team, keys of the kingdom, off-world stuff. I mean, God's already doing stuff out there. Why not join him? Why not untether yourself from your life? Get in your starship. I don't have time to explain. We're going to go and do it. And support us if you want. Pray for us. Share the links. We're banned everywhere. So, you know, if you're listening to this, it's kind of a miracle. Hallelujah. Have fun. Have fun on the Spirit Wars, guys. I got to run. I got to go to work. I love you guys. So much more to talk about. Oh, my gosh. Running out of time. Go check out Facebook.com. The Spirit Force white papers. It has nothing to do with white supremacy, I promise. And I love you guys. And hallelujah. Woo! Yeah!